This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Good Thinking. Because we are human, we're always busy with our thoughts. We simply can't help ourselves. Our brains never shut off, even while we're sleeping. We mull things over. The question is not if we will think, the question is how we will think and what we will think about. The American poet Phoebe Carey observed, "All the great blessings of my life are present in my thoughts today." Her words can apply to you. You will make your life better when you focus on your blessings, not your misfortunes. So do yourself and your loved ones a favor. Learn to think optimistically about the world you live in and the life that you lead. Then prepare yourself for the blessings good thoughts will bring. Believe that your tender, loving thoughts and wishes for good have the power to help the struggling souls of the earth rise higher. Ella Wheeler Wilcox. This evening, I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. So for the past several weeks, we've been covering different topics out of our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. And the last several weeks, we went through the Emergency Preparedness Calendar that spanned over several months, actually for a whole year. And so there were lots of good tips and suggestions in there, and some are maybe ahead of the game and some maybe not so much. Last week we talked about various things for the last day, and Carol had mentioned that there were some other things and that she needed to think about those and then maybe text them to me. So tonight I think we'll go over page 41 in our handbook, and then we'll talk about the car kit, and then I will read the suggestions that Carol added to our list of suggestions, and some of them are very good. So, moving on to page 41. So, evac box kit types. Uses for all evacuations. Tip, your evac box is the most important kit you can build. This box includes not only your grab-and-go binder, but it also includes items that are irreplaceable and cannot be stored on a thumb drive. Your evac box may end up being more than one box. The goal is to make these items easily accessible by storing them together in a safe place. After all, people and pets are safe, gather your kits. Some suggested items are listed below. Consider storing your other preparedness kits together. So for your evac box, the grab-and-go binder, see the list on page 39. Your heirlooms, family quilt, letters, Medal of Honor, burial flag, etc., souvenirs, sentimental items. List of items to gather upon evacuating with their location. Jewelry box, keys to safety deposit box, RV, additional vehicles, storage facility, office, etc. Purse, backpack, other emergency preparedness kits, your pet kit, your bug out bag, etc. Your car kit. Uses for any emergency that happens while your vehicle is with you. Tip, your car kit will be everywhere your car goes. Consider storing items in small containers under the seats. A dark container will help conceal items that could otherwise be seen through windows. Your car kit is not only for your vehicle itself, it may also include larger quantities of personal items as a backup to your go kit or for unexpected passengers. See a list of suggestions below. Keep in mind, ladies, too, we talked about we live in a city that's divided by a river and something happens to the bridge. Whatever you have in your car is whatever you have. Items for car care, jumper cables, roadside flares, flat tire inflation canister, non-explosive, of course, spare tire, jack. Spare car fuses, small tool kit, screwdriver, pliers, vice grips, adjustable wrench, tire pressure gauge, etc. Fire extinguisher, antifreeze, vehicle escape tool, a no-spill gas can. Road maps, small collapsible shovel, flashlight, 2 quarts of oil, roll of duct tape, paper towels and rags, washer fluid, de-icer, pen and paper, toe strap or chain, latex and leather gloves, items for personal care, seasonal gear, hat, jacket, a glove, etc., sanitation items, soap, sanitizer, trash bag, cell phone charger, keep one in vehicle, solar battery charger for your phone, extra shoes and socks, seasonably appropriate. Sorry about that. Sleeping bag, blanket, food for several days, water for several days, extra first aid items.